Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Podgy Carter, your host for LFX Media, the podcast. A lot of times as a journalist, as a content director, you want to not date your podcast or your blog or your vlog, because the material can be used over and over again. But a time like this, I have no problem telling you it's April 1st, 2020, April Fool's Day. There's the new normal. That's what I'm gonna title the name of this podcast, the new normal. Normally, you'll wake up, it's April Fool's Day. You get a ton of jokes thrown at you. You get phone calls. Hey, I'm pregnant. Hey, I'm sick. Hey, I'm this. Ha ha. Got you. April Fool's Day. But today, probably 95% of the people who would have normally received these type of calls, there's nothing to joke about. We're in the middle of a pandemic worldwide. State of an emergency for the United States until April 30th. It's the new normal. So a lot of businesses are closed until further notice. Some may not reopen. So there's opportunities to kind of dash for the finish line when this thing is all said and done. Maybe change up your direction, change up your occupation, change up your goals with a little bit of discipline. And I posted about discipline earlier on Facebook and Instagram. We're gonna make the new normal work for us. So these restaurants that end up closing, there's opportunities for other people to sign for these leases or get food trucks and, you know, fill in the gaps. Or the people who, the restaurants that are closing, maybe it's an opportunity for you to go and get more schooling and change your occupation. Be a phlebotomist or a nail tech. Whatever the case may be, the door is open for you to do whatever you dreamed. So I'm going to come back and we're going to make this pretty brief though, but we're going to come back and close the podcast and give you some ideas and some motivation. So stay tuned. Welcome back to LFX Media. I'm your host, Podgy Carter. We're still speaking on the new normal, and we want to prepare you for what's to come after this state of emergency, after the pandemic scare has calmed down. It's going to be a lane for a lot of people to be successful, and a lot of times it's not the occupation that you've already been in. It's going to be opportunities with this downtime. A lot of people are going to have downtime. You get an opportunity to study online, find certifications, find other interests. And once we're able to, you know, make physical contact and get out and about, a lot of these restaurants are going to be closed. And some of these leases are going to be open if you want to open your own restaurant and give it a go with something you always wanted to do. If you want to open another type of business that you've been studying, if you want to start a food truck that fills in the gap with a lot of these restaurants that will be closing. But there's a lot of opportunities. I'm just speaking on the discipline part. is what we're going to have to take part in right now. Just have the discipline to actually get through this sprint part of the race. Of course, it's a marathon, but we're sprinting right now to get to the other side of this pandemic, to the other side of this state of emergency, and take advantage of the opportunities. So when you're prepared, these opportunities turn into successful moves. So just a little advice. Increase your outreach, email list, try MailChimp. That's the platform that I'm currently using. And along with that, you can use SurveyMonkey. You can do surveys for people and figure out what's on their mind, what they're looking for, and you can develop a customer base for yourself, figuring out, you know, in these trying times, like, what are people wanting? What are they really looking for? And you'll be prepared when you're ready to make that move. So, just a word to the wise, some things I wanted to share with you, this new normal, and a lot of the new normal also will be, these podcasts will be a lot shorter, and people don't have time. Well, a lot of people have time on their hands because only 25% of the workforce are actually able to convert into a home office situation. So 75% of people have a lot of time on their hands, but I don't have time to watch or listen to 2-3 hour podcasts. I listen to a few, but shorter podcasts, that's what we're looking for. So I'm going to reach out, try to keep you informed, and stay with fresh content. It's interesting. I was having some thoughts about some of the guys that are Stephen A., Shannon Sharp. He's a sports analyst. You know, I haven't watched ESPN or none of that. Just wondering what type of things they're talking about these days. But anyhow, this is Project Carter. I'm your host for LFX Media signing off. Stay tuned.